You're listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast with Jen Barley and Karen Sullivan, episode 114. Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right, Karen, the voice in your head is an a-hole.
A-holeo.
So this is part of our multi-part series about the inner critic. And today what we're going to talk about is about how to coach the inner critic, because there's usually one of two paths that you can take when it comes to the inner critic. So as a reminder, the inner critic is, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not enough, I'm never going to make it, I don't think I can be successful, those types of messages. When we coach those, there's ways to be able to go to how true is that really, and where does that come from, and what does it protect you from? I personally feel like that there are times people are just going to have self-doubt. The strength of coaching really can come, though, from coaching around the client's confidence and their ability to handle whatever happens.
And I think that that's... So it's interesting, Jen, because the whole inner critic thing, you could do inner work with your clients to focus on the inner critic, right? To focus on the energy that is attached to the inner critic. And that's more of the, like I said, inner work. That's the transformational stuff. That's the stuff we were talking about with Jonathan a couple episodes ago, who was hanging on to things where he won't get up in front of a room. And so that's going to probably take some inner work. But a lot of times I find out what happens is that the fear is because you haven't done it before. Like the fear is because you don't have the confidence, because you don't think you're going to, like you say a lot of times, stick the landing. And what happens here, guys, is sometimes action is the antidote for fear. So if you take action, then what happens is you might not, you know, stick the landing at a 10, but so what? You might stick it at a 7. And if you fall and you do a 4, well, at least you did it. You're better than you were when you actually started. So action is going to help. And I don't want you to think, especially for my friends out there who are the ones that, okay, great, you need to take action, you need to take action, you need to get things done. I don't want you to think that that's the answer all the time, but depending on the client, depending on the situation, depending on what's actually happening, sometimes action's really the thing, because it's going to build the confidence. And it's that circle, right? You think about it. Does the confidence, you know, do you need the confidence to do it? Or do you need to do it to get the confidence?
Yeah, and I think that that's a really great point, is how do you build people's confidence, and action is a key one to be able to do it. The other thing about thinking about confidence and how it comes up is that oftentimes your clients are going to have trouble making decisions. Should I do A or should I do B? I don't know. And well, how's it going to turn out? And I want a guarantee of what the answer is going to be so I know how to navigate it. So basically, it's dealing with uncertainty, and it's about how do you get your client. So I guess many coaches would really be, okay, so what are the pros and cons of option A? And what are the pros and cons of option B? And how do we logically get you to make the best decision? Now, I am all for being able to think through a decision. The key thing is, the real coaching that comes in is, how do you coach your client to have confidence that no matter how the decision turns out, they're going to be okay? So there's a whole bunch of ways to be able to do this. And confidence breeds confidence. So as Karen just mentioned, it's about taking action and getting confidence. It's about building confidence that regardless of the result, they can handle it. And I do call that sticking a landing. And that's one of my tried and true tips in life, right? I'm trying to decide, should I, shouldn't I? What am I going to do? Ba, 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 ba. How's that go? right? Trying to figure out what the right thing to do is. And the moment I tell myself, you always stick the landing, might be a little sideways, might be a little tousled, but I do always land on my feet, that I know then no matter what, I am not going to make the wrong decision.
And so what? Even if you do, you can handle it.
Totally.
Big deal.
Yes.
So what? Regroup.
Exactly. So a lot of times the inner critic will keep us, but it's about the risk and the reward. And Karen and I do this all the time when we're coaching. And it's, what's the risk if you do it and it doesn't turn out the right way? What's the reward if you do it and it turns out the right way? And are you willing to risk one for the other? So I think that's it.
I do too.
Bye.
Till next time. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.